Traffic tickets and citations for things like having an open container of alcohol are some of the most basic offenses handled in local Pennsylvania courts. If defendants miss a court date, they can usually get themselves out of trouble by writing a check. But a state committee says a growing number of people are doing jail time before their hearing. A WHYY investigation by Emma Jacobs finds this is happening in Montgomery County, where people are serving as much as a month in jail over tickets they say they can't afford to pay.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you this morning? Good. Is Mr. Judge Lawrence available?
Anna Lisa Widarski is on the phone with a receptionist at District Court 38-1-15 in Norristown. She's just found out there's a bench warrant out for her arrest for failing to respond to an open container ticket she got in 2012.
She's going to pull it up and tell me how much it is, but she just said that they can't give me a price until I go in front of him. But now she's going to tell me how much it is.
Widarski wants to get the warrant lifted until she can afford to pay the $289 ticket, but the clerk tells her she's got to come in with $50 for a hearing. Widarski tells her she doesn't have the money.
She said, if I was you, I wouldn't come to Norristown so you're not picked up on the warrants. I said, because I come to Norristown to see family and stuff. She said, well, don't come to Norristown.
Widarski is a recovering alcoholic living in transitional housing. Judge Francis Lawrence has already sent her to jail 6 times in the past over unpaid fines and court costs. She served a combined 2 months, costing Montgomery County taxpayers more than $3,000. Over citations for drinking in the bus station, having a beer out on the street. She's just one of many. According to court records, Judge Lawrence sent people to jail 228 times in the past 3 years before they're even found guilty. After not responding to their summons, they went to jail for failing to pay collateral, an amount the judge sets here sort of like bail to make sure they show up for a hearing to contest the ticket or the ticket's fine. But Widarski and a half dozen other defendants I tracked down all said they went to jail to sit out fines and costs they couldn't pay. This is illegal, says Vic Volchek, legal director for the ACLU of Pennsylvania.
What is perfectly clear under both the United States Constitution and under the Pennsylvania Rules of Criminal Procedure is that you cannot send someone to jail if they cannot afford to pay the fine, because that's the equivalent of having a debtor's prison. You're putting people in jail simply because they're poor.
Records show this happening at least as far back as 1999, with people spending anywhere from a day to a month in Montgomery County Correctional Facility. Each day in jail was worth $40 towards their total fines and costs. I met with Judge Lawrence twice, but he declined to make any comments on the record. He's personable. He's a 24-year veteran of the bench who keeps 2 bound copies of the Constitution on his desk. He's also a community pillar here in Norristown, a borough 30 minutes outside Center City, Philadelphia, according to former Norristown Police Chief Hank Sisko.
The Lawrence family, I don't think there's any other family that has so many people involved in the public service.
Sisko explains Lawrence's father was a district judge and councilman. When Mother Teresa came to Norristown in the 1980s, Francis Lawrence Sr. organized the whole event. Lawrence's sister was a councilwoman. His brother recently was a finalist for police chief.
Norristown needs this type of not only judge, but police officers. They have to know the people. You know that song of getting to know you, getting to know all about you? Well, that's what it's all about, see?
Devita Johnson is one of the defendants who has gotten to know Judge Lawrence. Johnson has been intermittently in and out of work and spends a lot of her time here at the Norristown Public Library. She appeared in front of Lawrence in 2010.
He said, okay, you know, it's been X amount of years now and you still haven't, you know, paid this. So I'm going to teach you a lesson. You're going to the county jail.
The local court keeps no transcripts, but what we do know is that Johnson had an old citation for disorderly conduct. She thinks she sent a not guilty plea back in the mail, late. Nothing came back, and she'd forgotten all about it until the day police picked her up sitting on her block with a friend. Volchek from the ACLU argues that with jail on the table, lawyers should enter the picture. But that didn't happen. Judge Lawrence sent Johnson straight to county jail.
I'm sitting there with people who were on probation violations and you know, really hard charges, and I just was beside myself. Even though I knew, you know, I didn't do anything majorly to be, you know, stuck there, it really felt like I was going to be stuck there.
Sometimes people are found not guilty after they've done this jail time. Since others come before him for misbehavior again and again, especially related to alcohol or drugs, the judge may recognize the regulars.
Working with these folks can be very, very frustrating if they're not ready to work with you.
Tony Salvatore works for Montgomery County Emergency Services, a nonprofit psychiatric hospital that intervenes with people with severe mental health needs. He says others who struggle with substance abuse can fall through the cracks.
District Justice, you know, is probably using this coercion, if you want to call it, or this force, or, you know, the biggest stick he has at his disposition to kind of nudge these people out of this behavior without obviously much success.
Even if it had some effect, the lawyer with the ACLU, Vic Volchek, says it's simply unfair to jail people when someone who had the means to pay would simply get a slap on the wrist.
It really is a situation where the judge has all the power. The judge, in essence, is playing defense lawyer, is playing prosecutor, and is being the judge. And if he or she decides that they're going to violate the rules, there really isn't anybody present at the time to prevent them from doing so.
Pennsylvania's Criminal Procedural Rules Committee recently said it's gotten an increase in reports of people jailed over traffic and summary citations around the state. Volchek says this grew around the country as the economy worsened. Some municipalities ramped up collections to try and raise money. The Rules Committee has proposed changes to the Pennsylvania Judicial Code that emphasize jail is a last resort. Judges would have to hold hearings on ability to pay within 72 hours and also write down the reason they incarcerate someone. Meanwhile, Annalisa Wodarski, the woman who knows there's a warrant out for her arrest right now, feels an immediate dilemma. She'd like to work out a deal with Judge Lawrence to pay the fines later, but she's afraid to go see him.
Okay, that's why I need to talk to the judge to see what we can do about lifting the warrant until...
While she's on the phone with the court trying to negotiate an alternative, she turns her head away for a moment and whispers.
That's why I want a drink.
And after she hangs up the phone, she seems shaken.
Now I'm going to get a little overwhelmed because it's like, what do I do? And then it's like you walk down the street and you don't know if you're ever going to get picked up and you still have fear. You know, am I going to go to jail and lose everything that I just worked so hard for? And it's like constant fear and it's like you can't live. It's like you can't breathe.
Wodarski says Judge Lawrence once told her in court that he doesn't want her in his town. She's convinced that if she goes back to see him, he'll send her to jail again. So she says she won't go back. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.